It's so wonderful to have Lauren joining us. Yes, what a grace. And we had expected she was going to be speaking today and talking about her book, which she has to share. And she didn't end up with having the copies of books that she expected to for this Sunday. So we shifted plans a little bit right before I went on vacation. We decided...
Oh, that was a good thing.
Yeah. So we decided we would be sharing the talk today, and Lauren had already come up with this beloved and wonderful title, Everything's a Gift, and I thought, man, I can get really on board with that. And so we're going to both be speaking a little bit today about that, and Lauren will be available following the service in the bookstore. You can take a look at her book. You can do some pre-purchase, and then we'll have them here later for you to pick up. Or we will be having her back in about a month and a half to actually share more of her story around that. So it's wonderful to have you, Lauren Lane Powell, and family is here rooting you on. Go woohoo! Yeah, there we go. Yes. So today, talking about everything's a gift. Well, you know, life brings some different experiences and some different challenges. Yeah, no, yes, it's not all smooth sailing, it seems. It brings things we didn't expect. And so when we hear something like everything's a gift, it's like, I don't think so. You know, part of us goes to that place. And it becomes an opportunity to recognize that as human beings, we tend to live an awful lot out here in the physical world, do we not? That's most of our experience, and that's how we tend to view things. And when we begin to recognize that our happiness, our joy, our centeredness, our experience of life doesn't come from the circumstances around us. It comes instead from a state of consciousness. We talk about that in unity as that Christ consciousness, the consciousness that Jesus discovered, worked towards, walked in, shared light with us around, that Christ consciousness. And what it does is it allows us to shift our awareness from all the activities of the outer world where we used to base our happiness and our joy upon. And of course, then when we hit a bump in the road, when we hit something around our health, when circumstances change, when we have challenges with our bills, when we face disappointments, We are challenged if we are waiting for the outer world to make that better for us. So we have an opportunity in our spiritual quest, which is what unity is about, is deepening our own consciousness, our own awareness of that higher presence within us, that recognizes that all the circumstances that come about in our life, it's not about instant gratification. It's about breathing into the opportunities that lie in every circumstance. Recognizing that some of those circumstances are things that we experience a celebration around. Some of those circumstances are what we experience an opportunity to learn and grow from. Some of those circumstances in our life bring us a chance to see differently, to shift our perspective, our beliefs, our judgments. Some of those circumstances call us into the activity of forgiveness and release. And what we begin to discover is that everything in life is a gift when we are living from that place within us. that place within us that seeks a greater connection to that which we call God, or one source, or spirit, or Yahweh, or the breath of life, the breath of creation. In Psalm 37, 3 through 4, it says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in that which is greater than self, greater than outer appearances. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness." Dwelling in the land of our consciousness. Dwelling in that place where we cultivate faithfulness. Where we recognize our oneness with spirit, with the strength, the courage, the divine inspiration, with all the gifts that brings. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. See, friends, this is an activity that we work with day in and day out as we journey in our spiritual opportunities. An unknown author said, "Every tomorrow has two handles. We can take hold of it, take hold of life by the handle of anxiety or by the handle of faith." And Howard Chandler Christie, who was an American artist and illustrator, very famous in the time of World War II, and he said, "Every morning I spend 15 minutes filling my mind full of God, and so there's no room left for worry thoughts." Yeah. You know, isn't it amazing that we have that choice as spiritual beings? We have that choice of the direction of our thoughts and where we focus our attention, and our willingness to shift from an expectation that things in our external world are going to create our reality, and we shift into an understanding instead that is the thoughts of our being, the place that we choose to focus on, the handle we grab, that is one of faith versus anxiety, that creates the reality of our world. There is in Scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5:17 through 18a, this is a portion that I picked out of that, that oftentimes I think confounds people when it says, "Pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks." And when your car just broke down, when you lost your job, when your relationship broke up, it's like, what do you mean, "in everything give thanks"? Well, the most powerful part of this scripture is it doesn't say give thanks for everything. It says give thanks in everything. And it's a powerful spiritual message for us to understand. See, friends, there are going to be all kinds of circumstances in life, and some of them are going to be challenging and may feel very difficult. And yet, how we address being in this world in a different way is when we begin to resonate in an energy and an attitude of gratitude and experience of thanksgiving. Because when we are in everything giving thanks, it means we are not focused on the outer circumstance. We are focused on developing and strengthening our own connection to the presence of God that gives us everything that we need in every circumstance when we are open and willing to see differently than how we would view through outer eyes. This is a little bit of a long quote, but I wanted to share it with you. It's from spiritualityhealth.com, and it speaks so beautifully to this experience of that willingness to give thanks in everything, to develop that attitude of a consciousness of being grateful, the consciousness that puts us in connection with God. It says, "Experiencing gratitude is one of the most effective ways of getting in touch with your soul. When you're in touch with your soul, you eavesdrop on the thoughts of the universe. You feel connected to everything in creation. You embrace the wisdom of uncertainty, and you sense yourself as a field of infinite possibilities. Gratitude is a fullness of heart that moves you from limitation and fear to expansion and love. When you're appreciating something, your ego moves out of the way. Gratitude brings your attention into the present time, which is the moment in which miracles can unfold. The deeper your appreciation, the more you see with the eyes of the soul, and the more your life flows in harmony with the creative power of the universe. Friends, this is what the scripture speaks to us about. Giving thanks in everything is really an invitation into an attitude of prayer in every moment. It's not about being on our knees. It's not about having to say a certain word or something. It's that opportunity to recognize in every moment that greater presence and power of all creation is there with us, supporting us as we are open to it, as we are resonant and vibrating in that place of thankfulness. From Psalm 27, verse 7, it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses. And we can recognize in the time of Christ and in the Roman times, people trusted in that which was the outer world, that which was the warlords, that which looked like it was power. It goes on to say, but we trust in the name of Lord our God. Shifting our attention from things in the outer world to the activity of spirit within us. And from Psalm 33, 20 through 21, our soul waits for the Lord. We're open and receptive. He is our help and our shield. For our heart rejoices in him because we trust in his holy name. Friends, these are activities that we can participate in when we experience challenges, setbacks, circumstances we don't quite know what to do with. We can recognize that when we are still, when we are in alignment, in an attitude of thankfulness, that voice of God, that presence of God speaks and acts and moves in and through us. I just wanted to share briefly, most of you know that I was away on vacation this last week. And you're also aware that my mom passed away about 2.5 years ago. And as her, before that time when her health was shifting and changing, we had property that was up in Northern California near the beautiful area of Bernie Falls, Mount Lassen, Mount Shasta. My grandparents built a little cabin there, and then as we grew up and through all the years, every summer my family would go. You can turn around and look too. I just thought I'd share a little bit of it with you because it was so profound to me as a child. Bernie Falls, you stand at the top, you walk down, you can see I'm clear down at the bottom there, and it changed from 103 degrees down to 68 degrees because it was really hot there. This whole area was a part of my childhood. It was so significant to me. And is there the one on the cabin at Hat Creek? Yeah, this is originally, it was just that very front little building that my grandpa built. And we'd go up and we'd spend these wonderful times through the summer and then go on camping from there. But it did become a place that, even though my mom had lived there for a while, she taught school, she moved back to Southern California, and over the years as her health declined, it was necessary for her to sell that property. Now, my heart was so a part of that, the experience that I had as a child. It was just in me, and it was hard. It was really hard at that time to let that go. And as it turned out, relatives of my family were looking for a place about 3 to 4 hours away from where they lived in Vacaville in the Sacramento area, to purchase a cabin and have a place to go. So while I thought it was going to be forever out of my scope of being and I wouldn't ever get to be there, as it turned out, it ended up being still in the family. And when my mom passed away, my sister and her husband and part of the family who loved my mom, they took her ashes and spread them under one of her favorite cedar trees in the groves that surrounded the property. That's my sister and I. There's a little plaque there that says, in loving memory. We have a butterfly at the base that lights up at night that is a part of her. So while it was really challenging and difficult for me in at the beginning of her selling and releasing the property, over years now, 15, 18 years later, having the opportunity to go back to California, celebrate our relative's 70th anniversary in Vacaville, then go up to this wonderful cabin that I always was at through my childhood, and to experience the closeness and family, and to recognize that my mom had created a legacy in a way I would not have known had I been in that place of viewing the outer circumstances of having to sell the property and the sadness of that. And so in this experience and being away, reconnecting with family, reconnecting with my mom, and being there, it was so wonderful and uplifting to recognize the legacy of her spiritual connection to God, what she shared with me, with the family, how she walked her life forward, how she invited me to walk my life forward. And so it was a wonderful, wonderful time to reconnect and to feel her presence, and to give thanks for the beauty of the area that once again, I had no idea I'd get to go back, and it was a wonderful time. Did I miss one of the pictures? Beauty for the soul. This is what the cabin looks out on, and that was a sunset at night. And I just wanted to share that a little bit with you, because we never know, if we look at outer circumstances, how things eventually work. When we surrender to the living presence of God, that brings us to moments when we least expect it. So in closing my portion, before I turn over the last little bit to Lauren, I will share a quote with you from Emmanuel Tenney. He was a physician, a psychologist, and a Holocaust survivor, and he says, "As your faith is strengthened, you will find that there is no longer the need to have a sense of control, that things will flow as they will, and that you will flow with them to your great delight and benefit." I invite you to breathe into your own Christ consciousness and to flow as you surrender into the magnificence of God direction.
And we didn't even plan that talk. Isn't that amazing? Sandy, thank you so much. I do appreciate Unity's flexibility, too, because while I fully intended on giving the whole service and the music and book signing and all that stuff, I sold out of books the week before I got here. So with her modicum of flexibility and kindness, we shifted things a bit because we know holy shift is in order. Talking about those many shifts in life, for me as a healer, as a singer, as someone who never went to modern medicine, to be diagnosed in 2012 with stage 3C ovarian cancer, imagine my surprise. And yet, remembering my Unity principles allowed me to go within immediately and ask, what's in this for me? Why now? And I heard loud and clear, congratulations, you've graduated. You have everything you need to get through this, and you will with spirit. And then my prayer became, show me how. I know the idea is to stay in gratitude. Show me how. I know it is mine to be out of fear, especially with a scary diagnosis. I have no idea humanly how that works. Sweet Spirit, show me how. And as I became still, I got directives as to how that looks and feels. One of my first directives was to go public, so to speak, to share everything on Facebook. And I thought at first it was to get as many prayer supports as I possibly could get. And of course that was true. Instantly, people were writing to me, praying for me, and I know that that helped. Secondly, though, I knew it was going to be something very cathartic for me, expressing myself, putting all of this good, bad, and the ugly of my journey on Facebook for the public to read. I had no idea, however, what a healing ministry it would become, not only for myself, but for everyone who read my words and now will be reading this book. I am so excited. This is probably one of the biggest accomplishments of my whole life, beyond, of course, healing from cancer 3 times. And you know what? If I get it again, if I do die from this, we're all terminal eventually, right? So how can I wrap my arms and stay in gratitude when that time comes? I'm affirming many, many years from now. But can we embrace all of life, including what we would consider not so happy times? And I'm here to say, yeah, everything's a gift. But our job is to look for the gifts. I'm sure all of you have heard the story about this wonderful little boy shoveling this pile of horse manure out of this room. And mom and dad came by and said, honey, why are you so excited about shoveling this horse stuff? And he said, I know with all this horse stuff here, there has to be a pony somewhere. Our job is to look for the pony, because there's always a pony. And if I can find all the gifts that come from 3 dances with cancer, you can find the gift in anything in your life. I double dog dare you. Thank you all so much. God bless you.